stuff to sit and watch again today, but the coach said you got a little bit of work and at least get some things.
Yeah, I was able to do the walkthrough, go through some of the different looks, and then use the rest of the time to try to get ahead in treatment, just try to get a day ahead. And but able to be in all the meetings and, you know, got a good start on these guys mentally, which is important. They're a new defense as far as having a new scheme. So last year's film don't carry a lot of weight. So you got to study based on what you've seen this season, some of the new players, and certainly the defensive coordinator. And they're playing really well on defense, no question about that.
Is that taking the ball away 15 times, is that what jumps at you first when you see it?
There's a lot of things, you know, that jump out at you. You know, statistically, they're number one in all the main categories. But, their ability to create points themselves as a defense and certainly not giving up points. I guess those are probably two that jump out at you. But there's quite a list of others that are also impressive.
Hey, I know you'd like to practice, but how much do you need to practice this week?
I always like to be out there. You like to be out there with your teammates. You know, you're always working on timing. With your own guys, certainly seeing all the different looks. Mentally, you can certainly be on top of things, you know, through the films and through the walkthroughs, I believe. But you certainly want to be out there, in my opinion, to keep your timing sharp with all your receivers.
What kind of treatment?
Would you be prepared if you didn't practice at all this week? Would you be prepared?
I've never done that before, so it's hard to do the hypothetical. I probably feel like I could do it, but I think it kind of goes against sort of what I believe in. I believe in practice. I believe there's a reason for it. It's certainly my preference to be out there, but at the same time, trying to do what's best, for the team and, in order for me to get healthy.
What kind of treatment are they doing trying to help you out?
Oh, you know, I don't know how specific we can get into that, Shelly. You know, we got to protect the Privacy Act, you know, and all those things. So I'm doing various treatments in order to, you know, try to get healthy.
Is there any anticipation that you might miss more practice?
I don't think so.
Was this, I know a couple of weeks ago when you missed, you said you lobbied a freak a little bit. Was today there even more of an argument?
Yeah, we certainly, talked about it kind of on Monday, kind of what the plan was. And, you know, that happens with a lot of guys, you know, Champ and Wes. And I don't know if it's an age bracket thing or what. So, those are some of the, I've made a lot of adjustments in these past 2 years, you know, at this point in time in my career. And, this is just another one of them. So I think it makes sense, and I think I'll be better for it.
What stands out about their pass rush?
Well, they have good players. I think that's always one thing that jumps out. They got speed guys. They got strong guys that are athletic. A lot of them, you know, can drop in coverage as well, you know, which tells you about their athleticism. So I don't know. You could kind of go on and on, but they're doing a good job of it. I'll say that.
Peyton, you were pretty clean the first 5-6 games this year, but taking more hits here lately. Concern? Any modifications?
Hey, it's football. Yeah, it's part of football. So every week you go out, you never know what type of identity a game's going to take on. Everybody's fighting every single play to do their job, and that's what we'll have to do. We'll have our hands full this week against these guys. You know, they got good guys in the secondary that cover well, good linebackers. Johnson is an instinctive, active linebacker, and we talked about the guys up front. So, you know, you can't go on and on enough about the accolades their defense deserves. It's our job to, you know, get ready to play a good defense.
Why has Demaryius been so effective with the bubble screen?
Well, he's got great speed, and he gets the ball in his hands, and he's got a good feel for, you know, reading those blocks, which I think is a gift there. And it's not going to be the same every single time. And so he has a good feel for reading runs. It probably goes back to all the, you know, runs he had to practice at Georgia Tech when they threw it like one time, you know, every three games. And so probably had to learn a lot about reading blocks for the running backs. And he gets it in his hands, and he's got great speed and power, and it's fun to watch, you know, once he gets it in his hands, I'll say that.
Does the magnitude of this game affect you as far as getting back? You know, I mean, it's obviously a huge game, but does it matter?
It's a big game because it's a division game. You know, I know there's a lot of other things that go into it, but it's an AFC West game. It's our first time playing the Chiefs, and we play them 2 out of 3 weeks, which is, you know, kind of unique from a scheduling standpoint. But you know, it's kind of different only playing our third division game this late in the season. So, but that's why it's important, and that's why all our players, including myself, are, you know, working as hard as we can to be ready, ready to go.
Jack said no doubt he'd see you Sunday. Did you use confidence as the coach?
I am, yes.
If you had to play today, could you play today?
Yeah.
You feel good?
They're not going to Wednesday games yet, are they?
What are we talking about?
It's coming, right?
Chiefs have blitzed less the last couple of weeks, and they've only had one sack the last couple of weeks. Have you noticed that, or is there any correlation?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I think it depends on certainly who they're playing. You never know what their game plan is to, you know, take away certain things. So, you know, they're coming off a bye week. They'll be fresh. I'm sure there are certain things defensively they haven't shown yet, even in the in this first half of the season. So you're still preparing for some what ifs, and so that, you know, that makes it even more of a challenge.
Are there things you can do to better protect yourself during the game?
I'm all for some suggestions. You know, if you got any. So
bubble wrap.
What's that? Yeah, yeah. So I think I'll be okay.
A few more for Peyton.
There have been a lot of high-profile quarterbacks going down this year, not even counting you. Is there anything?
Yeah, I don't like talking about all that. You know, so I don't know what the trends are of other places, and so I never like to see a quarterback get injured. I will say that. You know, I think quarterbacks are kind of a unique fraternity. You know, kind of pull for one another. Maybe not when you're playing against them that day. So, but you know, I know, you know, Cutler's been injured. I know Rodgers is out. I know, you know, just as a quarterback, you don't like to see those guys get injured, and you hope they get back out there as soon as they can.
Hey, more important is no Sean Bean in the passing game.
Yeah, boy, it's extremely important. You know, we've been talking about No'Shawn in the running game, but in the passing game, he's been critical. He's catching those short passes, and he's getting north. You know, he's getting, making that first guy miss sometimes, and a lot of times is getting, you know, taking a first and 10 and keeping it at a first and 10. I think he's got a good feel for where the defenders are around him, you know, kind of before he catches it, which is, I think, a special gift, you know, not just catching it and turning right into a defender, knowing, you know, where to turn away. And I think he's got a good feel, you know, on those kind of option routes, you know, to find the best, you know, hole or zone in the coverage. So he's been critical in the passing game. I will say that.
Thank you.